It's great. It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off Broadway. I can see it now.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and starting off the program tonight with something out of Edmonton, Alberta, a project called Lesser Slave, obviously a reference to Lesser Slave Lake in Alberta. That's an album called Land of Lonesome Shadows, and you heard a track called Waxing Moon, and that's an album that's doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts, and I think it's sitting near the bottom. I think it's kind of a newer release, but anyways, lots of stations are playing this one, and if you head to earshot-online.com, you can check this out. And right now it's at number 50, and got a new show for the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Very excited to play some new stuff this week, and hope everyone's getting ready for the new semester and whatnot. And if you're a UBC student here, look to getting involved with CITR. There's lots of ways you can help out. Drop by the station. Don't be scared to drop in, and you can find out how to get a tour and learn how to apply to get your own radio show or write for Discorder or stuff like that. Lots of ways you can help out. So hope everyone's having a really good evening, and we're going to start the program off tonight with local artist Kylie V, a new album called Crash Test Plane, and we're going to hear a track off of it called Lucky Streak, and this one is on the national radio charts right now at number 25. It's out on Royal Mountain Records, and Kylie V. bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. And then after that, we're going to hear a project out of Norway called Soft as Snow, kind of a more experimental ambient pop project. We're going to hear a track off the album called Metal Wet, and we're going to hear something called Bruised Dawn, a really interesting duo. And if you check out Soft as Snow, .badcamp.com, you can check this out. But first, something from Kylie V. This is a track, something called Lucky Streak, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
I wanna strike a match. cut it off. I wanna take it back. I wouldn't take you back. Now I'm in the dark by the city hall clock, and I'm lighting up like you left the light on. Did I fuck it up? Was it something special?
Thank you. What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Fingers. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And first new show of 2025. Very excited to play new music for you tonight. And what you just heard was a duo called Soft as Snow from Norway. And they have a new release out on the Beacon Sound record label. And they're a duo of Oda Starheim and Øystein Monsen, making some really great kind of experimental pop with a little bit kind of electronica mixed in. And the new album is called Metal Wet, and you heard the track called Bruised Dawn. softassnow.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And prior to that, you heard local artist Kylie V and a new track called Lucky Streak off the Crash Test Plane release. And like I said, it was on the National Campus Radio charts, sitting at number 25 on Royal Mountain Records. So really great that we have a Vancouver artist doing so well across Canada right now. And we're going to keep going with some more Canadian music, and we're going to kind of hear some classic Canadian punk from Choke, classic album called Forward that came out I think 94 if I'm not mistaken. And we're gonna hear the track called Numb Phase, and no real reason for playing it, just kind of been into this album a little bit recently. And I'm not sure what is in store for Choke in 2025. In 2022, they put out a new track, and they did a bit of a tour, I think in 2022, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, perhaps there'll be some more shows coming up. But we're going to hear some classic track from Choke. And then after that, we're going to hear a newer release from a kind of a more post-punk project called Family Man on Indica Records. This one's at number 49, and a track off the album called Iconoclast. And we're going to hear something called I Am the One. This one's a little bit more kind of post-punk oriented, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Choke.
What didn't kill me left me cold enough. Live is like we are the other side. Mid-fair with now I get these sense.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a group called Family Man, a post-punk group out of Montreal, and a new release out called Iconoclast. You hear the track called I Am the One, and they are sitting at number 49 for the National Campus Radio Charts, and that was put out on Indica Records. Prior to that was something from Choke from Edmonton, and a classic track called Numb Phase off the Forward release. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and Happy New Year to everyone. And my previous episode in December, I did go over my top 10 albums of 2024, and I'd mentioned that I kind of like prefer to do it later in the month because there are often some really great releases that come out in December still. Some people even do their releases or their lists back in November. But one thing to note is you may miss out on some stuff that comes out in November or in December. And I did want to mention that because there was a really great album that dropped towards the end of December, and that's from Big Blood, whom I've played before. They're a group out of Portland, Maine, and they're very prolific, put out tons of albums, and the latest release is called Electric Voyeur, and it dropped December 29th, and if you head to don'trustheruin.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. We're going to hear a track called Color of the Moment off the Electric Voyeur album. Like I said, very experimental, and like I said, they're very, very prolific. It's largely a duo, but they've recently had their daughter join in on a few releases. Like I said, quite prolific, and they put out so much music. I almost can't even keep up with all the Big Blood releases. But after that, we're going to hear something from the Heat Crimes record label out of Athens, and a release from an artist named Aeson Zervas, a self-titled release that came out back in May. We're going to hear the track called Untitled One, and it's a very kind of experimental, kind of 8-bit video game type sound, very kind of haunting. It almost kind of sounds like a kind of a mysterious RPG NES game or something like that. If you head to heatcrimes.bandcamp.com, you can check that out, and it's a really great label. I've played numerous stuff from this label. I always enjoy everything that they put out, often very experimental electronic music, and this is a Greek artist as well. So we're going to hear from Aeson Zervas, I do believe is how you say it. And before that, this is Big Blood with The Color of the Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
And from the Heat Crimes record label, that was Asen Zervas with a untitled release off the self-titled album that was put out in December. A very kind of a kind of dirgy, gloomy, kind of old video game sounding album. Really interesting stuff, and it's out on the Heat Crimes label, which is a Greek label, and Asen, I do believe, is a experimental Greek artist as well. If you head to heatcrimes.bandcamp.com, you can check that out, and I think I saw that on quite a few year-end lists of last year, but always enjoyed this stuff that Heat Crimes puts out, and I'll probably be playing more of it in 2025. That album does kind of remind me of similar to like James Ferraro kind of meets The Caretaker. Very haunting release. Before that, you heard something from Big Blood with Color of the Moment off the Electric Voyeur that just came out in the tail end of 2024. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. We got about an hour or just under an hour left on the program. And up next, we're going to hear something from the Offen music label out of Dusseldorf. And the latest is a release from V/Z. It's called It's Cold in Baltimore. And we're going to hear a track called Jazz for Women. Pretty interesting album. It's a little bit more kind of a kind of like found recordings or like weird radio recordings of kind of odd samples and stuff like that. This is out, I think if you head to the Offen, offen.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And once again, that's an artist or a group called V/Z. And then after V/Z, we're going to hear something from Troth and John Collin, ambient release that came out towards the end of last year called Devotion Objects. Out on the Colorful Storm record label. This is a duo based out of Tasmania, and they have a kind of a, almost kind of a grouper type ambient sound. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Whispering Sand. And once again, that's Troth and John Collin. But first, right here on CITR, from V/Z, this is a track called Jazz for Women off the album called It's Cold in Baltimore.
But what the reasons behind those stories, 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 but what we do know. And from the calls that many of you make to the program when we talk about maternity care and decisions around pregnancy, shame is so often attached to pregnancy still. The period of time where if a pregnancy wasn't your family, you know. We still have so much shame attached.
But what the reasons behind those stories?
Attached to pregnancy still. You would think, wouldn't you, got away from.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. As temperatures begin to dip, the city is opening additional shelter beds and warming centers. The city provides a range of temporary shelters, extreme weather response shelters, warming centers, and daytime service centers. Some temporary shelters include Evelyn Saller Center and 10th Avenue Church, whereas the extreme weather response shelters are the Belkin House, Marpole Neighborhood House, Commercial Hastings EWR, Directions Youth Services Shelter, and warming centers can be found in Chinatown Peace Church, St. Mary's Church, Osborne Shelter, as well as additional locations. For more information, visit the City of Vancouver's webpage, specifically in the Shelters and Winter Response Strategy, vancouver.ca/people-programs/shelters.aspx. A-S-P-X.
And we're back. That was the Tasmanian ambient duo called Troth and John Collin. That was a track called Whispering Sand, and that's off an album called Devotion Objects that was just put out on A Colorful Storm Records. A really great kind of ambient experimental release. Very kind of almost ethereal and dreamy and kind of tribal sounding music. And once again, that's Troth and John Collin. Before that, you heard something from VZ with the track called Jazz for Women off the It's Cold in Baltimore release. And that one was just put out on the Offen Music label, which is based out of Dusseldorf. That release is kind of a more of a kind of no wave industrial kind of electronic release with some very kind of odd samples and whatnot. Offen.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And got a lot of new music for you tonight. And CITR is broadcasting from the University of British Columbia. And I did want to mention that since it's a new semester, if you're a student here, look to getting involved with CITR. It's a great way to enhance your degree while you're studying here. So up next, we're going to hear something from Lilina, also known as Inga Copeland, and a collaboration that she's done with an artist named Dr. Pitt. It's a single that I think came out couple years back. It's called it's kind of a longer title. It's called Alina's Music is the Drug, Dr. Pitt Vista Maher version. We're gonna hear the track called Music is the Drug, and this is on the Relaxin' Records label, which is her label, and it's also put out some other really cool experimental stuff that's kind of in the vein of Lilina. Most recently the Caitlin Simonics album. Relaxin'records.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. After Lilina and Dr. Pitt, we're going to hear something from Gamma Knife, a release out called Cuts, and you're going to hear the track called The Disciple of the Drum, Fire Dub version. And this one is a new release out on Invisible Ink Records, and it has a really wild album cover. Check it out if you get the chance, and it's called Gamma Knife, once again. And it has a really colorful album that's kind of similar to the artist named Tetsuo Tawaraya, I do believe. If you do a search, you can see his artwork. But anyways, if you head to invisible-ink.bandcamp.com, you check this out. But first, right here on CITR, this is Dr. Pitt and Lilina. Thank you.
Thank you.
And from the Invisible Ink record label out of Glasgow, that was Gamma Knife with a track called Disciple of the Drum, taken from an album called Cuts. Very kind of a psych drone dub release. And if you head to invisible-ink.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And once again, that's Gamma Knife. Prior to that, you heard something from Dr. Pitt, remixing a Lolina track that originally came out in 2022 called Music is a Drug, and that was on a single that was just put out in December last month on Relaxin' Records, which is the label run by Lolina, who's also known as Inga Copeland. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. We got about 25 minutes left on the program. And up next, we're going to hear something from the Principe record label out of Lisbon, Portugal. Really great experimental electronic kind of world releases on this label. I've played them a number of times. The latest release is from an artist named Niagara and a release out called Demoto. We're going to hear an excerpt of Side A, and this is a quite a long track, clocks in at around 36 minutes, but we're just going to hear the first little bit, and it is a little bit more kind of on the kind of acid house techno sound. And once again, that's Niagara on Principe Discos. After that, we're going to hear a Canadian artist, Montreal DJ Poirier, who's formerly known as Ghislaine Poirier, a very prolific artist, and we're going to hear an older release that came out way back in, I think, 2010. A track called Marathon off the originally this came out in 2009 on an EP called Low Ceiling on Ninja Tune Records, but then I think after that it was combined into the Running High release. So originally a single, or originally an EP, and then it got mixed into this album. But anyways, Poirier puts out a ton of music, and I think this is around the year that I saw him in Toronto at North by Northeast, if I recall correctly. Anyways, from Poirier, we're going to hear Marathon. But first, right here on CHR, this is Niagara with an excerpt of Side A.
Thank you. Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Ghislaine Poirier with a track called Marathon off the Running High release that came out in 2010. I believe it's out on Ninja Tune Records. And prior to that, actually, there's a pretty fire acid kind of house techno release. Definitely check out the EP version as well. But before Poirier, you heard an excerpt of Niagara, an artist out on Principe Recordings, a new release out called Demotu, and you heard Side A. And once again, that's an excerpt. If you head to principedisco.bandcamp.com, you can check out that full track, which clocks in at around 36 minutes. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And since it is 2025, we're going to hear some brand new 2025 music up next. And we're going to hear something from Edvard Graham Lewis, who you may know from a band called Wire. He's the bassist and also does vocals, and he writes songs as well. But he has a new release out called All Reet that just came out, or it actually releases at the end of this month, but we're going to hear a track that you can listen right now. It's called At Last Scene. And once again, that's Edvard Graham Lewis of Wire. You can check this out on his Bandcamp page. And after that, we're going to hear kind of an older dub track from 2007 from an artist named Mala on the Deep Midi Music label. We're going to hear a track called Changes. And this is, I think, recently reprinted or re-released, but it's an early 2007 dub kind of grime release. So I think we'll just hear these two tracks and we'll close off the show. So you can hear Edvard from Wire as well as Mala with a dub track to close out the show. Thanks for tuning in this week, and I'll be back next week with more great music. And keep it locked on CHR for more great music and Soka Storm coming up next. This track is called Last Scene.
Last scene of all. Sam's teeth. Sam's eyes. Sam's taste. Sam's everything. This rough magic, I hear you. And when I have reacquired some heavenly music, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and deeper than did ever plummet sound, I'll drown my book. Charms are all athrown, and what strength I have's my own, which is most faint. Now it is true, I must be here confined by you, or sentinels. Let me not, since I have my dukedom got, and pardon the deceiver, dwell in this bare island by your spell. But release me from my bonds with the help of your good hand. Gentle breath of yours, my sails must fill, or else my project fails, which was to please. Oh,
inside the Soca Storm. I used to